Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Antes de compartir los puntos de vista sobre la Agenda 4, mi delegación desea expresar su agradecimiento a Perú por afirmar su compromiso de no realizar pruebas destructivas de misiles antisatélite de ascenso directo a AESET en su nota verbal de fecha 11 de marzo en 2024. Evidentemente, este compromiso contribuye en gran medida a garantizar el espacio más seguro y sostenible para todos, y animamos a otros a que se sumen también. Mr. President, throughout the previous discussions within the city, states acknowledged the importance and contribution of negative security assurances to the non-proliferation regime and disarmament in general. Taking into account that a key component of non-proliferation is to address the legitimate security concerns of non-nuclear weapon states by reducing their incentives for developing, acquiring, and possessing nuclear weapons, my delegation believes that NSAs by the nuclear weapon states can serve as a practical interim step toward realizing our ultimate goal of a world without nuclear weapons. The Republic of Korea also believes that revitalizing NSAs would contribute to strengthening the NPT and to further promoting international peace and security. However, as my delegation is of the view that security assurances should not be automatically nor unconditionally given to all non-nuclear weapon states, we should continue to uphold the principle that these assurances should be applied only to those who faithfully comply with the NPT as non-nuclear weapon states. Lastly, the Republic of Korea is supportive of the nuclear weapon-free zones established on the basis of arrangements made freely by the states of the region concerned. Nuclear weapon-free zones will contribute to enhancing global and regional peace and security, as well as strengthening nuclear non-proliferation regime and nuclear disarmament. We still believe that the P5 support is the key to moving forward the nuclear weapon-free zones, and my delegation looks forward to their engagement on this matter. I thank you, Ms.